So it's Thursday, May the blibbity blop, in the year of the horrid Gumbus, and I am a Mungus slave. And what is a Mungus slave? Well, first, let's just say that I have a presentation on what is Mungus, and you can research that shit yourself. But it's spelled Mike Uniform November Golf India Sierra Mungus, I think. A Mungus slave waits for some magical check that gets created someplace by some fucker who is probably going to turn you into a super Mungus slave, but says, "Hey, why don't you wait for your magical check?" That's a Mungus slave. A Mungus slave is someone that believes that Bill Gates is going to help them, that he has a magical cure for a thing that I don't know what it is, really. It looks like a big murder theft scheme, but he has a magical cure that ends the murder theft scheme. All you have to do is give up all your rights and privileges and dignity as a human being and allow your children to be abused by the state. You're a Mungus slave. If you sit and wait to become free because someone might give you the permission to be so, you're a Mungus slave. We're all just Mungus slaves in Seattle, Washington. This is a terrible place of wretched Mungus slavery. And I don't know. I mean, I had my evening slurry, and that was pretty good. I mixed in some of the scrimph and some of the bombulas that I found by the street today. It was a beautiful day today, so I went for a brief walk outside. I won't say how brief, because kind of like brief has different meanings to different people. But I gathered the herbs and the salts and the creosotes and the chemicals and the discarded bits and pieces of tire, and I collected those nutrients and I mixed them in my bowl, mixing them well and completely after grinding them up into a nice kind of powdery, terribly tangy substance that burns your tongue. It's so tangy. And I mixed in some klymph and whatever hydrozymph I had, and I found myself a couple animals, unidentifiable creatures that were already dead. So I didn't harm them really. I simply plopped them in there too, and I continued to stir the glymph, stir it, Yeah, I don't know. This is all bullshit. This is not a good life on May the Blippity Blip 2020. This is a terrible existence we humans have allowed ourselves to drift into, a nightmare. We should have all seen several Twilight Zone episodes that should have clued us into this bullshit, but for some fucked up reason, that check they're gonna send us, that's the reason to wait. Maybe I can buy myself another day. Ignore the pillars of smoke in the distance. And if you hear screams in the hallway, that's just somebody's Xbox, right? It's not people being taken away to some black site, to be quarantined. Yeah. If you think they're coming to help you, if you think the government or any institution that's going to demand that you be tested for something that apparently so far doesn't have a very reliable test, if you think that is going to help you, you are a Mungus slave. And I guess to some extent, we all are now. We're all just biding our time, believing that something's going to reset itself to normal, whatever normal is. Welcome to the world. Normal was always a fucking lie.